Good morning. I guess I can still call it morning. It is 11:33 on Friday, October 8th. It is 55 degrees Fahrenheit. So a cooler day. It's a very cloudy day. I've seen a couple raindrops, but I am not going to wear a jacket because I'm just going to get warm. I'm about to take my walk around Heroes Park here in Meridian, Idaho. And after Tuesday's walk, I decided that I am not going to record myself while I'm walking. Maybe I will do that when I don't spend most of my time when my talking won't be accompanied by my heavy breathing and huffing and puffing. I don't think anybody wants to listen to that. So I'm going to modify my plans a little bit, and I'm going to talk just really briefly just to introduce where I'm at, what I'm doing. So far, it's been the same location, but it'll change as I go. And I will talk more with you when I get back from my walk. See you in a bit. Well, I'm back from my walk around Heroes Park. I saw the signs this time that, yes, it is 0.7 miles around, which is good enough for me right now. I'm good with that. About the last third of the hike, I have to stop more often because my back hurts. I think I said last time, but I don't stop for very long. I just stop, stretch my back a little bit, count to three or whatever. I don't actually count, but it's about a three count. And then I start walking again. And I'm hoping, I don't know how long it'll take, but eventually I'd like to walk around this park. Oh, there's too much noise going on back there. There's some construction going on. I didn't want to have the windows down, or windows up, because then it'll fog up. But if there's going to be too much noise, then we shall do so. It did rain on me. I got just barely down the path, and it did start to rain. But it wasn't a heavy rain. It was a light rain. I knew it wasn't going to downpour because the clouds are pretty light. I mean, it's overcast over the entire sky, but they're not dark clouds hanging down where you can tell it's just going to downpour. So I knew that even if it rained, it wasn't going to be too bad. And it wasn't. It was kind of a steady, more than a drizzle, but not coming down hard at all. So my hair got a little wet. I forgot to grab my cap. When I'm outside in the sun, even when it's cloudy, I try to wear my cap because I have had to have some skin removed due to melanoma in the past. So I try to be conscious of how much sunlight, especially my bald head, gets. So I guess I should let you know how I've been doing since Tuesday. I have exercised every day, including today. Yesterday was pretty close. I kept thinking, oh, I don't have time to go take a walk in the around lunchtime, and I'll do it at home. And then my daughter wanted to watch, it's October, so we tend to watch more scary stories. And in previous years, we had watched the first two Ring movies, and she wanted to watch the third. So we watched that last night. And even after the movie was over, I thought, oh, I can still, I was going to do some editing for the podcast, and I still hadn't written for the day. That's another goal that I have, is to write every day. I don't have a word count that I have to write, but I've been trying to write at least 100 words a day. I got about 350 words yesterday. So that was good. But anyway, so I knew I had some things to do before I went to bed, and I wasn't too tired anyway. I thought, oh, I can take a walk too. I'll just walk around the neighborhood. But then I forgot about it. And by the time I thought about exercising again, it was just after midnight. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't really want to. I could have walked around the neighborhood. There's nothing saying I can't walk around the neighborhood after midnight. But I decided instead to use the stairs that we have in the house. And so I walked up and down the stairs 3 times. And that doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not, but it's enough to get my pulse raised. It's enough to get me some exercise for the day. Next time I do it, I'll probably go up and down 5 times. But last night I just did 3, and it was just before I went to bed. So I did cool down for, I did sit down, look at my phone for another 5 minutes or so before I went to bed. But so that was my exercise yesterday. The day before, what did I do the day before? Oh, I think I just walked the dog around the block. And the day before, I was at the water department. They have a little path right next to, they have a little park and a path right next to the water department. And so I walked along the path just to see where it would go. And it went to a kind of a crossroads of a bigger path that goes to another park, and it goes out to another major street. And there was a little sign there with how far the distance to the park and to the street and whatnot. And so I thought, well, I'll just walk toward the park as far as I want to go, and then I'll turn around and walk back to the water department. And so I started walking, and there was, I was going to stop at a tree and turn around and come back. And then I saw that there was like a park bench up where there was another entrance onto the path from another street. And then there was a little bench there, park bench. So I said, oh, I'll just go to the park bench. So I went to the park bench, and I had no idea how far I had walked because I hadn't gotten to the park yet. And so I decided to download a sports tracker app or a, you know, it marks your distance and your pace and stuff. I could care less about my pace, but at least the distance, I wanted to be able to mark it. So I downloaded an app and got it going. And so I tracked my hike back. It's not a hike, it's a walk. My walk back to the water department. And it was about 0.35 miles. So I figured that was just like walking around Heroes Park here. It was about 0.7, about the same amount. And I was thinking, boy, there is a parking lot at that other park. Maybe on the days that I'm going to the water department, I could park at the park and then just walk whatever it is, probably close to a mile. Would it be close to a mile? I don't know. Maybe close to a mile over to the water department instead of going to their parking lot. And then, of course, when I left, I'd have to walk back to the park another mile. So I thought, well, maybe after a while, once I get going and doing more walking and getting more healthy or getting more fit, my body's used to it. Maybe I'll start doing that. The only issue with that is if somebody calls and I need to get over to the wastewater plant or somewhere else throughout the city, I'd have to first walk to my car. So that might delay me a little bit. And if it's an emergency, that might not be good. But anyway, that's my exercise report. I've been doing good with eating as well. I mean, not perfect. And I'm not trying to be perfect, especially this first week. I'm just trying to eat less than I was before. And I've succeeded at that. You know, I haven't snuck into the fridge and grabbed snacks and eaten late at night and a lot of the things that I used to do. And those things add up. You don't realize how much sneaking into the fridge or eating something late at night after everybody else has gone to bed, you know, that adds up for your calories. And I hate to say calories because I don't want to be a calorie counter. I've done that. I've been there, done that. And of course, I did lose weight. doing that. But again, I don't want to make this whole thing about losing weight. What else has been going on? I mean, my life's not that exciting. There's not too many other things going on. But yeah, I just have these goals that I'm trying to keep. Change my habits. Have the habit of exercise. It's on my mind every day now. To what am I going to do for exercise? Where am I going to go? When can I plan that time? And, you know, the best time would probably be to get up early and walk, you know, before the day starts. I know a lot of people do that when they run. You know, they get up early in the morning and they go running and then they come back and take a shower and start their day. So that might be something I do at some point, but, it's just as easy for me to take a lunch to a park like this one and do a walk and then eat my lunch, then go back to work, or just to walk around the neighborhood at night or whatever. So, kind of excited. My, daughter is, taking a stagecraft class. So last year she did drama. This year she's doing stagecraft, and it's kind of a fun class. At least to me, it seems fun. I never took classes like that in high school. I was way too much of a nerd. I just wanted to get my math and my as much math and science as I could. And I didn't do the only extracurricular thing I did was football. I never did choir. I never did band. I never did anything like that. Choir. Did we have a, I guess we did have a choir, at my school, theater. Yeah, I never did that. So I think I would have had fun in theater, but, like I said, I was too big of a nerd. And I don't mean that in a geek, like as a geek that likes science fiction stuff. I mean that as a, I want to take these, you know, math and science classes and get a good grade point average kind of a nerd. Seriously. Now this guy's loading a tractor. Well, like I said, these aren't going to be professional recordings. Better look and see how long I've been recording, though. Yeah, I don't want to make these too long. So, anyway, I was talking about my daughter in her class. And stagecraft. So at one point she had to make a miniature stage. She had to plan a play and then she had to build like a miniature version of what she would have on the play and the different scenes and the backdrops that she would need and things like that. So that was a big deal. She got frustrated towards the end. It was due the next day. She had to do a presentation on it and she had a lot of things to finish up. So my wife and I jumped in and helped her. You know, we're not one of those parents that do everything for their kids and you know, make sure they get the A and make it more about us than about them learning something. We pretty much leave them alone and let them do what they're supposed to do. But if they need help, we're going to help. So one night my wife and I helped her finish up what she was doing and, she had bitten off a little bit more than she could chew. So, but her next assignment now is to come up with music and sound effects. And I had told her a couple weeks ago, I said, hey, if you need help finding sound effects and, you know, hey, that's what I do. I love to do that stuff. I'd love to help you. But she, you know, was just pretty much doing it on her own. And every once in a while I'd say, yeah, I'll ask for your help. So the other day she did say, she goes, well, I have links to all my sound effects and where they go, but I need to put them on something so that, so that I can play them in order or whatever. And so I said, did your teacher give you something you could use, like a software soundboard or something like that? And she's like, no, they haven't told us what to use or how to do it. I'm like, really? That's kind of odd. So I said, well, your mom still has a CD burner on her laptop. We could just burn a CD. Would that work? And she's like, yeah, that would work. Because she doesn't even have them in MP3 files. She just has links to YouTube or whatever. So I said, well, I have a program, you know, Audacity, of course, where we can, you know, put all the sounds on there and copy them off as their own MP3 files and then put them on a CD, or even just have a list of files and put them on an MP3 player and or on your phone or whatever you want to do. So I said, just send me the list of your links and we'll do that. And so she hasn't done that yet. I did talk to her yesterday and said, you know, you haven't sent me that yet. And so we're going to work on it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. So we're going to work on that. Get all of her sound effects for her play put together. So that's fun. I get to be involved in something that I like doing and share that with my kids. So that's pretty fun. But I've been talking too long. I don't want to make this too long. So have a good time. And I'll be back next week. Maybe I'll just do this on Tuesdays and Fridays. There's no way to split 7 days into thirds, so, or into half. So we'll see how we do next week. But yeah, I'll definitely keep reporting on my physical activity. And I've been taking pictures, not everywhere, but the two parks I've been to, I took a picture. So I'll add that to my post here. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.